public hearing is conditional use 1645, Michael and Michelle Mears. I would do want to note, just in case someone came in, that item number two, under the public hearings, conditional use 1644, Robert Sames, was withdrawn on March 9th, and so there will be no public hearing.
Conditional use number 1645, the application of Michael and Michelle Mears is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less, lying north of Road 471, 1,400 feet west of Road 432. For the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down copies of the survey of the lot in question. It's a 1 acre lot. Shows the existing dwelling and attached garage. It's also shows existing driveway and some parking spaces. We have one agency comment. First, the comment is from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated April 15th of the year 2005. Makes reference to the present zoning AR1, proposed zoning AR1 with a conditional use for the requested use. The road in question is considered to be Pepper Road from Road 431 to Road 432. There's an annual average daily traffic of 241 vehicles per day. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service, the level of service A, and the level of service will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to the Department of Transportation in the request for comments was a plumbing and heating business. And that's the only agency comments I've received to date, and that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Yes, Michael Mears.
Michelle Mears.
How are you this evening?
Good.
You've heard what our director read into the record regarding our application. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
It was noted that it was Pepper Road. We reside at Paradise Road.
Paradise Road.
How was it advertised?
It's renamed.
It was advertised based on number.
Oh, okay.
All right. Changed it.
The number was right. 471?
Yeah, the number's right, but the name's changed. Paradise Road.
Things have gotten that much better that they decided to call it Paradise?
Yes.
That's what the business is called, too, I believe.
Yes.
Is there anything you wish to add?
We just meet there in the morning. I have two vans that park in the yard, and
that's it.
That's about it.
All righty. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Following along that, could you tell me a little more about the nature of the use that you'd be proposing? Where the application approved?
They just, like I said, they just meet at my house in the morning, two guys, and just we leave from there. I mean, we really, nobody stays there and works there. I just might have occasionally just a few deliveries there. Mostly I go to supply house and pick stuff up, but every once in a while somebody does drop something off. I don't do any, like, 24-hour service, so I'm not leaving the house late at night or nothing like that, so.
How many employees do you have?
Just two.
Just two. And you have two vans?
Yep.
And you have occasional deliveries. Are they coming on a, like a six-wheel truck, or is it UPS-type vehicle?
It's a big delivery truck, like Penco or Ferguson.
Penco.
Truck. Yeah. The delivery truck.
So you have a three-car garage. You do some storage.
Yeah, I put a few things in there, but not mostly I go either have it sent to the job or I pick it up, so there's not much that's really stayed, you know, that's left it. Just a few things, minor things.
And you mentioned What are your hours and days typically?
They meet at the house at 7, and we get done at the job at 3:30, so whatever it takes to get back to my house to pick up their vehicles.
So say perhaps 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yes.
Is it Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Just to expand upon that, is there any emergency hours, for example, evening or weekends?
No, unless somebody, a friend calls me and I help them out, that's about it.
So basically, are you working on new houses
new
or new commercial?
Mostly,
not,
yes.
You're not doing service work?
No.
Is there any fabrication that goes on in the garage? No ductwork?
No, I'm just doing, I've changed the name, it's just plumbing. I'm just doing plumbing now, so.
So there is no noise associated with it. Had you, you've been talking in the present tense. Has this operation been violated, Mr. Lang?
I wasn't advised by inspectors if it was a violation or not. It would have to be verified through staff. I did not ask that question.
Do you feel, from what you're telling me, it seems like everything's off the premises. Do you feel like you need to have a sign? When I visited the site, you have a sign.
I could take the sign down. It's no problem.
Let's say my question to you is, do you feel like you need to have a sign? I did not see any other sign.
No, I really don't. Just to, like I said, I just put there in case they delivered, they could see where it's at. But
so if the sign was permitted but not allowed to be increased in size just for the purpose of delivery trucks locating the correct site, that sign's adequate to serve your business?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's only about 3x3 or 2x3,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's something about, yes.
Do you have a trash dumpster or plans to have a trash dumpster?
I have two dumpsters.
You have two? Are they 6-yard, 15-yard?
Whatever that they pick up.
But normally you take the dump.
Yeah, I usually take it. I've got a trailer.
But
most of the time the jobs have dumpsters that we just dump it at the job.
Would you be planning on requesting a dumpster for your site?
Not in the near future. We haven't decided to do any of that.
Yeah, I really don't have too much trash. Like I said, most of the time the trash is
usually at the job site.
At the job site.
And your trailer for when you haul this is normally kept there by your duck boat?
Yes.
And the lighting, do you plan on increasing what you currently have insofar as security and
lighting? I have an outside light that comes on.
I don't have any other questions.
All right, sir, Mr. Johnson. I can't think of any more after that.
No questions.
Mr. Burton.
Do you plan on adding any employees? Are you looking to?
No.
No further questions.
Passwords. Anything else?
No.
All right, so Mr. Lang.
Do you anticipate having to increase your facility, number of vehicles, amount of space you use on site? So you're going to continue living there and just use it basically to park the vans and park your two employees?
Yes, that's it.
And you use the house for an office part-time?
Yes.
No need to expand that?
No, it's a computer in the bedroom.
That's all I have.
Probably too much information. Mr. Counts?
No, sir.
Mr. Robertson?
Just a quick question. What sort of uses are around there in the vicinity of the property? Are there other commercial or business uses around there?
On the road?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of. You know of any other?
There's a, in riding the site the other day, it appears that there's a, some of your neighbors have rather large accessory buildings. I'm not saying they're commercial, but it didn't appear to be, but they could be.
Right, yeah.
So any other businesses along that stretch of road? Because you've got, what, 20 houses or so right in the neighborhood?
Yeah, there's a lot of pole sheds. I don't know what goes on.
It might be a country thing, but I don't know of any other businesses on that road.
No signs or anything. I just...
No.
I noticed one is new. It's got a separate driveway from the house, and it's further to the west.
Yeah. I thought one had a grass cutting, but I'm not for sure.
But there wasn't any sign of any business or dumpster or anything. Okay. Thank you.
Counts?
No, sir.
Robertson?
No other questions.
All right, then. Well, we thank you. If you'll take a seat for a minute, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1644, Michael and Michelle Mears? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1645, Michael and Michelle Mears? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the balance of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision or you may call the office in the morning.